T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
What's going on, everyone? Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you off and rolling on this Tuesday morning. Following up on a night last night with the 76ers, Joel Embiid was spectacular. Absolutely spectacular carrying the team, particularly down the stretch of that victory. Of course, the Flyers, they lose again, but they always lose. And now they do so under Mike Yeo. The Eagles in a bye week, but there's an awful lot to talk about with the Birds, including the quarterback situation. Would that make people more settled down if I called a quarterback situation instead of a quarterback controversy? Which, by the way, it is. I mean, we did a poll yesterday when a third of the populace says, let's play the backup quarterback. Ladies and gentlemen, that's a quarterback controversy.
No one should pretend this is not a
totally
thing. Oh, come on.
Right.
Yeah, it's
but,
a thing.
But if it makes some percentage of you happier out there for me to call it a quarterback situation, then I'll call it a quarterback controversy. Jared Cameron, John Ritchie. 215-592-9494. Richard Rich!
You know, Sudan
yes.
has more pyramids than any country in the world.
Would not have known that.
Sudan. Mm. How about the number? I mean, I thought Egypt seems like pretty pyramid-y.
Well, they're the most famous for it.
138 pyramids in Egypt, 255 pyramids in Sudan.
How many we got here in Philadelphia?
Sudan!
How about Philly? How many do we
Who
have?
Knew that Sudan had pyramids? I don't know how many are in Philly.
Yeah.
Not many.
I mean, I don't
see a whole lot.
Probably just a fake pyramid. Like, you go to a museum
like
and they're
small
like...
small pyramids.
Yeah, like, here's an example of what the pyramid looks like, you know, in Egypt.
But. I wonder if there's a size minimum to qualify.
That's a good question right there. Good question is quarterback, who should it be? Let me just say this, John. A couple things. First, I had two different friends say things to me that grabbed my attention after our show yesterday. One was a friend said to me, actually this morning, that he thinks it's like pathetic and outrageous that so many people call for the backup quarterback. Another friend said to me that after listening to yesterday's show, his interpretation is he thinks that I think Gardner Minshew is actually better than Jalen Hurts. For those that missed it, I said yesterday that I would be playing Jalen Hurts, and the reason that I came to that after the game on Sunday was for development purpose, that this season is more about development and rebuild than anything else, including making the playoffs, which is an unusual thing for me to say, but I actually believe that. But let me be crystal clear so there's no ambiguity on any of this with where I stand. I think Gardner Minshew does give the Eagles a better chance to win their next game. If Jalen Hurts is healthy. I actually believe that.
Well, wait, so is this a change of heart?
No, this is not a change of heart. I said yesterday, and I'll say again today, play Jalen Hurts because of the fact that development is the primary purpose of the season. But make no mistake about it, ladies and gentlemen. When I watch these two quarterbacks play, what I saw on Sunday, and I know it was against a really bad football team. I mean a really bad Jets team. But I believe... And I'm not saying this is an overwhelming, you know, Mike Tyson knockout. This is just, it's slightly more this way than that way. I do believe Gardner Minshew gives the Eagles a better chance to win their game two Sundays from now when they next take the field. Guys, all you have to know is in the last game that he played 2 days ago, they had 8 possessions. They scored on 7 of them. They scored on the first 7 possessions
on,
of the game.
You can't say on the one hand, we played one of the worst teams out there.
Yeah, but he throttled them.
Guess what? We scored on 7 of 8 drives. Like, those go hand in hand.
Yeah, but he crushed them.
They support one another.
He crushed them.
But that's the way that defense is. That's the way they
look.
Yeah,
but that
I'm not disagreeing with you. Gardner Minshew looked like he was doing a great job for us. And I'm happy for him. He seems like
You think Hurts gives him a better shot to win the next game? A healthy Hurts.
Absolutely. Jalen Hurts. Now, Jalen Hurts at peak Jalen Hurtsdom gives us the better chance.
Let's just say a healthy Hurts. Who do you think gives him a better shot to win the next game?
I would take Jalen Hurts time and time again. No question about it. Jalen Hurts gives you a better chance to win over the long haul, over the course of games, because he has more upside. He has the bigger upside. He has more potential. He has not fulfilled that potential yet. But, look, I really like Gardner Minshew. I think you and I are strangely aligned on this more than we are on most issues.
I think that's true.
This is close. This is dicey.
It is close.
I know that Gardner Minshew will win games for our team or whatever team he's given an opportunity on. But I don't feel like we can't let Gardner Minshew out the door because he could become something great. I feel that way about Jalen Hurts.
Well, Jalen Hurts could become
something great. And who knows when that leap is made. Jalen Hurts is full of potential. And I'm telling you, there are times where he's close and it looks like he's about to put it together. I don't think they adequately are, developing him at all times, and that hinders him to some degree. But absolutely, I like Jalen Hurts more for this team now and in the future because he is bigger upside, better end result.
Look, I'm curious where everyone stands at 215-592-9494. Who do you think actually gives the Eagles a better chance to win their next game? When they get back from this bye and they play a game in 12 days, and they will, better chance to win that game, Minshew or I'll give you a healthy Hurts. I mean, we don't know that he'd be healthy, but he'd probably be pretty close to it because at that point he would have 3 weeks off from when he last played a game. A healthy Hurts or Gardner Minshew next game, who gives you a better shot to win it? See, here's the deal. And, John, this is a conundrum for me because you know how much I value making the playoffs. I really do. I mean, it's been one of my primary focuses this year as an Eagles fan, as it always should be. I mean, it's the freaking playoffs. Of course I want to see the Eagles make the playoffs. I actually think Gardner Minshew gives them a better shot for it. I play Hurts anyway because of the development factor and because even though I think Minshew gives them a better shot, I think it's only an incrementally better shot. I actually think it's really razor close between these two. But I'm curious.
Yeah,
the net
result.
Yeah, very close.
But in a different way. Like, they would achieve a close result in very different fashion.
Look, if only you could put them together. You take Hurts' running, you take Minshew's passing. Yeah. I got a pretty dynamic player there. Yeah. But that's not what we got. I guess,
But Gardner Minshew is not going to get a whole ton better at throwing the ball. He's not going to get a whole ton better at running the ball or diagnosing defenses. I know Jalen Hurts will.
I don't know why you can make that statement, John.
Minimizing your chances to win more in the future with a better overall quarterback who develops into one of those guys.
Yeah, but, John, here's my frustration with what you just said. I get really aggravated when people act like Hurts is young guy and Minshew's old guy. It's just not true. Minshew's been in the league one extra year. One. By the way, Hurts played like way more meaningful college football than Gardner Minshew ever did.
One extra year.
Way more.
One extra year. Think about it. Minshew's in Mike Leach's college, aerial assault.
Yep.
He has been the thrower, the dicer, for his entire life. Like, that's what he does.
Of course.
He throws, he dices. He's accurate. He does that stuff.
Sure.
The short stuff. Here, boom, boom, boom. It's going to take Jalen longer, more time to develop that aspect of his game because that has not been the focused upon aspect of his game at any point in his development. Going back to Alabama, that was more, ride and decide first. And then, even at Oklahoma, he threw more, but it was still the ride and decide based stuff.
Yep, yep.
That's not what Gardner Minshew did. He's got more practice.
Well, he does have more practice than that. I'll agree with that.
I don't care about the age. I'm telling you, seasons of practice. Yeah. Gardner Minshew has that to his advantage.
But I will say Minshew, there's something to be said for his development in the pro game giving him a chance.
Well, look, Gardner Minshew has – he was precocious. I mean, he showed up and was ready to go and proved it in Jacksonville. He did a great job.
He's done more
you
in
can't
pro-
take
he's
that
done,
away from
he's
him.
He's done more in the pros than Hurts has.
Absolutely.
No
he
question
has.
About it.
Yes, yeah. But he's got a ceiling, and he's pretty close to it. I don't believe Jalen Hurts is anywhere close to his ceiling.
Here's the thing, and again, everyone can weigh in, 215-592-9494. We had a poll yesterday about, you know, who should be the Eagles' starting quarterback. And two-thirds of people said Hurts and one-third said Minshew. I mean, literally, it was 67% to 33%. It was 2-1. And what I guess amongst other things I'm really curious to find out is, from the 67% that said Hurts, and I'm an example of that, I said Hurts, how many are with me and how many are against me that even though we vote for Hurts, Minshew, we acknowledge that Minshew actually gives them a better shot to win the next game? Put another way, there's a whole nother aspect of this conversation, which is what you value more in these final four games,
yeah,
development or making the playoffs.
Yeah.
See, that is a meaty topic, man.
And what do you favor more?
I value development.
I'm surprised.
I know you would be.
I feel the same way.
Yeah, I mean, and you know how much I want the Eagles to make the playoffs and how much I yearn for a playoff game or two.
I think it would be wonderful.
That we can get psyched up about. I mean, that would be super cool. But
I'd rather this team turn into something great in the future. And I think there's one quarterback that we're discussing who could be the guy in that scenario.
All right, let's go to the phones, 215-592-9494. So fundamentally, Minshew versus healthy Hurts, let's say, who's better. Then there's who gives them the best chance to win the next game. And then there's how do you as an Eagles fan size up? This gets kind of tricky. How do you size up making the playoffs versus development, and what is the more important purpose in the final month of the football season? Let's kick it off the phones with Dan in Northeast Philadelphia. Hey, Dan.
Hey, good morning, guys. I was actually thinking about this before I called, and I have to go with the quarterback who's going to get us to the playoffs, whoever is suited better, and I can't give you the answer on who that is. I'll let the coaches determine that. So it doesn't matter to me who starts, only for this fact that
– Well, hold on, Dan. Hold on. You're an Eagles fan. You've seen them play 12 games this year. You saw one guy play one, the other guy play 11. You don't have a gut feeling of which is better?
No, I really don't, Joe. I honestly don't know what would be better suited, just because you're going against a Redskins team with a poor secondary coming up. So you might want to go with the quarterback who's a better passer than runner. So I just want to go who's going to get us into the playoffs. And it's only because it's not Andy Reid coaching this team. It's not a quarterback whisper. So I can't tell you that Jalen Hurts is being properly developed. You know what I mean? I understand development's important. But you got to have the right person developing the quarterback.
Right. You also don't know that they have the wrong person, though.
No, I don't. Right. I don't know that.
Right.
So, but with that being in question, and the playoffs staring me right in the face, as an Eagles fan, I want to make the playoffs this year. And you know, if Jalen Hurts is as much a competitor and as confident as he is, he'll win that position just from who he is. You know what I mean? But the coach has got to make the decision of who's going to get us in the playoffs now. I don't think it should be made on developing a quarterback. Not when you're this close.
All right, so your primary point, and Dan, appreciate the call, your perspective is making the playoffs matters more than development. I got you. You're not sure who the quarterback should be, but you definitely vote for playoffs over development if there's any ambiguity as far as who the better quarterback is. All right, Paul in Maryland. Paul, you're on WIP.
Hey, good morning, John. Good morning, James.
Hi, Paul.
Hey, Paul.
Joe doesn't get a good morning.
Oh, is it a bad morning?
Joe, what kind of peanut butter and jelly are you talking right
man,
now?
I haven't had a PB&J today. Matter of fact, I haven't had a PB&J in probably, God, I don't know, 10 years.
Well, you
isn't that, years? Really?
Isn't that what we ate when we were? Why? Isn't that what we ate when we were 6 years old? PB&J.
Because well, you don't have kids, you don't. Yeah. I have PB&J all the time.
All right, Paul, I like them a lot.
Paul, go ahead, man.
Okay. Listen. Okay, guys. I thought about this. I'm not going to get on here and try to attack Gardner and call him Kevin Cobb 2.0. I'm not going to do that because I do think that Gardner's better than Minshew. But let's do this. Gardner played – he was a rookie in 2019. He played 14 games. Oh, excuse me, real quick, Joe. Gardner played a total of 27 games because I think that's almost the twice the amount of games that Jalen has played. Gardner was a rookie in 2019. Go look at his. He played 14 games. I think Jalen just hit 15. Go look at Gardner's stats for them 14 games and look at Jalen. The ultimate problem with me is not Gardner, Jalen. I learned yesterday, Sunday, guys, this coaching staff, he either has to get an offensive coordinator or he needs to be fired. I seen several plays designed for Dallas Goedert. Several out the break. I seen him run the game going out the break. That first touchdown pass that Gardner Minshew had to Dallas Goedert, he didn't even look nobody else. That was his only look.
Hold on a second, Paul. The game that you're slicing and dicing here of the of the coach and the quarterback, they had the ball 8 times. They scored 7 times.
Brother, that Giants game, did we come out there running that ball immediately?
The Giants game was a stupid game plan in the first quarter and a half. Totally.
Did we have screens for the running backs and for the tight ends? Design plays for Goddard. Why are we sitting there focusing on Jalen Reagor? Speaking of which, he should be done. I just want to see the same game plan used. Listen, under center, running Miles Sanders. It obviously shows Miles Sanders is a better runner when the quarterback is
under center. But, Paul, understand why they were under center with Minshew. I'm going to give you the answer. Because the coach, and appreciate the call, man, the coach trusts Minshew to be a better quarterback under center than he trusts Jalen Hurts to be a better quarterback under center. And by the way, that's not a matter of an opinion. That's a fact. I don't have the capability to climb inside Nick Sirianni's head, but if I did, that's what he would tell you. He trusts Minshew more under center than he trusts Hurts. Just watch the games. It's incredibly obvious.
Well, look, he trusts Minshew to run the West Coast offense.
Yes, traditional plays that start under center.
And that also happens to be, you know, his sweet spot as a play caller, as an offensive coordinator.
His pitch.
That's his forte.
Yeah, yep.
So it does sort of work well. They work in conjunction. Minshew's expertise and Sirianni's expertises, they align.
James, let me ask you a question. You said yesterday to play Jalen Hurts, was that purely because of development, or do you think he actually is the better player right now than Gardner Minshew?
It's both. Okay. I think he's a better. I think he's just more of a weapon offensively. And I get your point, but I think they're close. So I don't think I would say Jalen Hurts is way better than Gardner now.
Sure.
But I think he's better, and he just gives you more.
All right, let's go to Jay in West Philadelphia. Jay, you're on WIP.
The camera, you said it was a fact. Was Sirianni like Gardner under center?
Of course.
It's a fact. You can prove that.
Yeah, I can prove it with common sense and logic. You got to understand, Jay, I'm a descendant of Socrates, Aristotle, and Plato.
Okay.
They gave me a lot of wisdom. I see things.
You know all
I see
wisdom,
things.
This Gardner's third year, right?
Gardner's third year and Hurts' second year. Huge difference right there. Wow, huge difference.
Yeah, and Hurts only played, 4 games last year, so he didn't even get a preseason last year. And you saying we're in position to make the playoffs, right?
Well, they certainly are in position to make the playoffs. They got a great shot at it. They control their own destiny.
So who put the team in that position?
Well, I mean, Hurts is part of that.
Oh, okay. Thank you. So, Jay, if we're really going to be real.
No, I know. I'm going to answer your question. If we're really going to be real, who most put them in that position? The offensive line and the fourth place schedule. Yeah.
That's what
most put them in the position to have a shot at the playoffs. The fourth place schedule and the offensive line.
All right, and you're getting hype over a game against the JV team, the Jets.
Well, that's the zone. Yeah, that's part of the fourth place schedule.
Yeah, where they play mostly zone, so he can pick and choose. You really think he'd give us a better chance against a better Washington?
Yeah, you know, I don't think it's an overwhelmingly better chance, Jay, but if in my heart of hearts, if I'm answering the question, who do I think gives the Eagles the best chance to win the next game? My candid answer is just barely, but it's there. Gardner Minshew.
Barely how? I mean, he's going against
because he's better at passing the ball.
Receivers, what are you going to do?
He's going to understand it better than Jalen Hurts how?
Because Jalen is a weapon. He could get out of the pocket.
You're right about that. There are plays Hurts.
So we're going against a better defense, but you want to put a less of a weapon against a better defense.
Well, part of beating a better defense is to pass the ball against that defense, Jay.
Part of beating a better defense is to make plays.
Well, that's part of it. Yeah, part of it.
What you mean part of it? Is playing to make plays.
Yeah, but Jay, when Jalen Hurts throws the ball inaccurately, he tried to make a play. He just failed to make a play.
So he has no completions at all this year. Huh?
I didn't say that.
That's what you're implying.
I'm not implying it. You're saying make a play. Here's the deal. Both of them try to make plays. They make plays in different ways. One guy's better passing the ball.
Who is more explosive? Who is more of a weapon?
Well, you're defining – I mean, let me ask you this question, Jay. Who's more of a weapon, Michael Vick or Tom Brady? You think Michael Vick is more of a weapon? You think he's more of a weapon? And that's because he has the running capability that makes him a, quote, weapon?
Yeah, he got two options.
So when Tom Brady gets to the line of scrimmage and he understands everything he sees, he understands the whole puzzle before the play begins. So his mind doesn't count as a weapon?
Back against the best quarterback of all time?
I mean, Jay, here's the deal. Guys like Obi-Wan and Darth Vader, you know why they succeed? Because they can get inside your mind and know what you're going to do and use the force against you. It's not all about athleticism. It's about understanding the game.
Okay, so he don't get a chance to play to understand the game?
Jalen Hurts understands aspects of it, but he's got limitations.
And Gardner doesn't?
Gardner has limitations also.
Going off this against the Jets.
I understand. I know.
And he was in the Jaguars. What happened? Why didn't they keep him if he was such a great pinpoint passer?
Because they had a chance to get the first overall pick in the draft, and they didn't want Gardner Minshew's want Gardner's personality to affect that first overall quarterback behind the scenes. That's,
are you serious?
Well, of course, Jay. You think there's a different reason?
Yeah, because Trevor Lawrence was better than him. It was a reason.
That's what I just said. They had a chance to get the first pick, and they didn't want. And Jay, appreciate the call. Again. The addendum, I said, and they didn't want Gardner Minshew behind the scenes and his personality to affect the first overall pick. That's exactly why they got rid of him. It's not difficult to understand. I mean, come on, man. 215-592-9494. A little battle right there. You know,
love it.
Well, there's so many people that fall into that trap of defining weapon as just athletic brilliance. And that's part of being a weapon. But part of being a weapon is understanding where everyone's going to be. Magic Johnson was great, not just because he was athletic, because when he came down on the fast break, he understood the dynamics of where everyone was going to be. If it's a 3-on-2, he saw the puzzle. If it was a 2-on-1, he saw the puzzle. I mean, I can't emphasize enough. And guys, I'm not saying Gardner Minshew's great at it. I'm not. I'm just saying I think he's a little bit better at it than Jalen Hurts. I can't emphasize enough how much I personally believe millions of people in America, including in our own town, overrate athletic brilliance, physical athletic brilliance, jump high, run fast, stuff like that, and underrate mental brilliance. Mental brilliance. Understanding what my competitor is going to do, and then what he's going to do, and then what he's going to do after that. And knowing, because I know what he's going to do, because I see what he's showing me, because I recognize the disguises he's trying to disguise me with, I will know where to pass the ball, when to pass it, and who to pass it to, and which defender to pass it against. See, none of that has anything to do with how fast I run, how high I jump. None of that has anything to do with that stuff, which also matters. But guys, the mind matters so much. And I think Hurts is developing with that, and I think he's improved on that. But what I see in the passing game, and honestly, I think it's not even close, is that Minshew's better at that aspect of pro football than Jalen Hurts. Now, Jalen Hurts is 10 times better at the running aspect of pro football than Gardner Minshew. So you have an odd conundrum here. A guy that can run with tremendous brilliance or a guy that can pass better than the other guy. Who do you pick? I'm telling you, I think the guy that can pass better than the other guy right now gives the Eagles a better shot to win. With that said, I'm still playing Jalen Hurts because of development. I recognize there's athletic brilliance in there that I want to try to foster and develop while his mind comes along for future years. That's how I see it. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie. Wow. Well, we'll see. You tell me, Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie, who gives the Eagles a better shot to win the next game, Minshew or a healthy Jalen Hurts? Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie on 94 WIP.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.